For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The common cold, the flu, RSV, and COVID-19, they're all out there right now, and if you end up catching one of them, you'll know it. Brian Simmons, an infection preventionist with Amplify Health by Gunderson, says it seems we are in the peak of the season for these illnesses.
Seen lots of influenza, lots of common colds, and also starting to see increase in RSV and COVID-19.
Many wonder when they should seek medical attention. A fever or chills is the main difference between influenza and the common cold.
Usually if you have those body aches and a fever, along with a sore throat, cough, runny nose, that seems to be more of having the influenza virus versus a common cold virus. If you don't have chills or a fever, but have a sore throat, stuffy nose, lots of sneezing, that's generally more of having a common cold. And the best thing really to do if you get either one to start with is stay home and rest. Stay hydrated, drink plenty of fluids, and just lay low for a little bit and rest your body let your body's immune system take over and fight those illnesses. When we start getting ourselves run down, that's where we sometimes get a little bit more sick or very dehydrated. And a lot of times with people that have influenza-like illness or even some of these common colds, if we don't stay hydrated, that's why we end up sometimes going to urgent care or sometimes even have to be admitted to the hospital because of being dehydrated from that illness, because we don't eat or drink when we have these illnesses sometimes.
When you are sick, don't overdo it. It's best to only do what is necessary and get plenty of rest.
Making a Difference Awards recipients have been chosen and announced. This awards program was started to honor those who have truly made a difference in our daily lives. It is meant to be a time when the community and county can stop and say thank you and recognize those efforts. This year's winners are Employee of the Year, going to Rick Morgan from the City of Richland Center Landfill. Business of the Year is Wild Hills Winery. Outstanding Organization Award goes to Partners for Prevention. The Civic Leadership Award goes to Elizabeth Lizzie Forehand. Nonprofit of the Year is the Richland Pickleball Federation. Best Face Forward Award will be presented to Town and Country TV and Appliance. Community Stewardship Award this year goes to Jean Burkett. The Emergency Responder Award gives special recognition to the individuals who risk their lives to save others. This year's Law Enforcement Officer of the Year goes to Tyler Barr, and the Fireman of the Year goes to Scott Gauld. The Educator of the Year is going to Catherine Miller of the Kickapoo School District. The Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, is Julie Kepler. And the Up-and-Coming Youth Award goes to Brindolyn Knabel. You are invited to join together Sunday, January 25th, at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center to honor this year's recipients. Social time will begin at 5:30, with the dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. Tickets are $20 and include dinner and dessert and drink, as well as the awards ceremony. Tickets can be purchased by calling 608-604-7022. The annual Making a Difference Awards are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio. Bad weather and road conditions Friday evening resulted in two serious crashes in Richland County. One was fatal. At approximately 4:40, law enforcement was dispatched to a report of a two-vehicle crash with injuries near U.S. Highway 80 and Industrial Drive. While en route, Richland County Dispatch advised that CPR was in progress. Life-saving measures were continued until Richland EMS arrived and assumed care. Richland EMS transported Richard A. Schultz, 54, of Richland Center to the Richland Hospital, where he was later pronounced deceased. Preliminary investigation indicated that Schultz was traveling northbound on U.S. Highway 80 when he lost control of his vehicle due to snow-covered road conditions, causing the vehicle to spin into oncoming traffic. Schultz's vehicle was struck on the driver's side by another vehicle operated by Thomas Nautigal, 18, of Richland Center. Nautigal and his juvenile passenger were evaluated by EMS. The remaining parties involved were treated by EMS and transported to Richland Hospital by a third party. U.S. Highway 80 was closed for approximately 3.5 hours while Wisconsin State Patrol reconstruction team came in to investigate. another multi-million dollar military contract for Oshkosh Defense. The subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation announced the U.S. Army placed a $53 million order for common bridge transporters. These heavy tactical vehicles allow combat formations to advance when terrain and other conditions complicate mobility. Oshkosh Corporation employs over 18,000 team members worldwide and is headquartered in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Bad weather and road conditions Friday evening resulted in crashes. Friday night at approximately 5:45, Richland County Dispatch received a call regarding a car crash with possible injury near the address of 25272 County Highway N. Richland County deputies, Richland Fire, Richland EMS, Richland Center Police Department, and State Patrol responded to the scene. An investigation of the crash was conducted. The result of the investigation led law enforcement to believe that the crash involved two drivers, John Farrell, 62, of Richland Center, and Caden Cohn, 19, of Mount Hope, who were both the sole occupants of their vehicles. Statements and physical evidence at the scene indicated that Caden Cohn was operating a vehicle down a steep, ice-covered hill on Highway N, while John Farrell was operating a Richland County plow truck up the same hill. Cohn's vehicle appeared to have lost control while traveling down the hill and struck the plow head-on. The crash resulted in Caden Cohn sustaining serious injuries and was extricated from his vehicle by Richland Fire and Richland EMS, taking life-saving measures before transporting him to the Richland Center Hospital. He was transported then to UW-Madison to be treated for his injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing tips on recognizing human trafficking in honor of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. State Patrol officials shared behaviors that could indicate someone is a victim of human trafficking, including acting fearful, submissive, or that their movements are being controlled. If you suspect someone may be a victim of human trafficking, you should call 911 if they are in immediate danger. You should call your local non-emergency police number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline if the situation is not life-threatening. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah's going through right now, like it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the mid-teens. Scattered flurries and snow showers tonight and tomorrow, maybe an inch or two. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, low 20s and breezy. Bitter cold temperatures return for the rest of the week.